نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسنوا اموالكم بالزكاه وداووا مرضاكم بالصدقه واستقبلوا امواج البلاء بالدعاء والتضرع كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Since the beginning of Ramadan we are discussing this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have explained to some extent the first two sections of this hadith sharif, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that we must put a fortification around our wealth, or protection of our wealth. We must try and must do that with the payment of zakat. I'm just giving explanation that by paying of zakat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala undertakes to protect that wealth. We all talk about insurance. This is the insurance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving. But then there are various factors. If losses still take place, I've explained many times now that we must understand that this is the wisdom of Allah ta'ala. If the person has paid his zakat, then there was some kind of bala that was going to come, some kind of calamity, some kind of disaster that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to save this person from. So it's a little bit of loss took place in his wealth, so he could sustain that loss. Instead of his skull cracking, his bones breaking, or the person landing himself unconscious and in a coma in hospital, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took away some wealth. Now we cannot see all these things happening. We don't have that eyes to see all these things. A person came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, make dua to Allah ta'ala that I can come to know what's going to happen in my wealth, in my property, everything. I must come to know beforehand what's going to happen. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, don't make such kind of dua. But he insisted. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala this person, because he was Kalimullah, that this person, this is his desire. So he was informed that those days they used to have slaves. He was informed that there was some kind of disaster that was going to come where the slave was going to die. So immediately he sold the slave away. Then he came to know that the horse of his was going to die. So he sold the horse away. Anything that he came to know, if something was going to happen, he sold it before time. And he thought, I really did a wonderful thing. And look at my dua, how much of help and benefit it is to me. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told that now this person, his life is going to be affected. That means whatever bala, whatever calamity was going to come, now is going to come on him. Now where is he going to sell himself now? He must find a buyer for himself too now. So now he got worried. So then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that tell him that there was going to be some calamity that was going to come upon you, but we decided to protect you, save you, and bring it on that little bit of, on that slave. He would have passed away, finished that little bit loss you suffered. So the calamity would have gone. So you sold him away. Then it was supposed to come on the horse, or we thought we put it on the horse and save you, but you sold the horse away. So there must be some way that it must come. So how much are we going to insure? So insurance, if you is going to return the losses, if we want a return of whatever is lost, that's why we say we insure. Now, I'm not talking about the masail and the jurisprudence point of view, what kind of insurance is permissible or not permissible and all those details. All I am saying is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is guaranteeing that the person who will pay his zakat, Allah ta'ala will protect that wealth. Now we must check our hearts, how much of yaqeen we have. If we don't have that kind of yaqeen, then we are to be blamed. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if he has promised something, then indeed it will happen. But still there can be losses, but we have to understand that those losses are a blessing in disguise. Nevertheless, we have discussed that to some extent. Then we are talking about the giving of sadaqah, how it helps in the cure of sicknesses, ailments, diseases, that the person gives with sincerity some kind of sadaqah. And I explained that also, that sadaqah doesn't mean that it has to be a sheep, has to be a goat, has to be chicken. Because some people may be in the poultry business, so they will say, Maulana, you must explain that they must give one chicken. So it is no hard and fast this thing. Whatever a poor person is in need of, we have to see what is his need and then give him that which he is in need of. That is what we mean by sadaqah, and I explained also so many other kinds of sadaqah. Let's go to the third point today, inshallah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and the amwaj, the waves of bala, the waves of calamities, how must we face it? As we say that there are challenges, so how must we face these challenges? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, face it with dua and with humility, asking and begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Says, face it with that. Because if some bala has come already, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who makes decisions. Qadha and qadar is in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hands. We can only make use of means, but it is not in our hands. So Allah ta'ala is the one who knows exactly what's going to happen to us today, tomorrow, in future life. So He is the one who has made the decision. So what should we be doing? We should turn towards Him. He is the one who has made the decision. So therefore we must turn towards Him. So that calamity which has already come, then with the barakat of this dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ward away that calamity. And there's experience of millions of people around the globe, even sinful ones, because dua is not limited only to the very pious ones. Many people say that we must go to some hazrat and say, must make dua. Indeed, there will be some barakat in the hazrat's dua because of his piety. But that doesn't exclude that person from making dua. And that is his opinion that the other person is pious, therefore he's asking him to make dua. There's nothing wrong with that. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't say anywhere that He only accepts the dua of the very pious ones, or very righteous ones, or very God-fearing ones. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the duas of sinners like us also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's doors are open. If the person sincerely repents, sincerely asks for forgiveness, and sincerely turns towards Allah ta'ala, and makes dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept it. Not only that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even accepted the dua of shaitan. Read in the Quran Sharif, he asked for long life. Up till the day of Qiyamah, he wanted life. And for what did he want life? He said, so that I will mislead and misguide. I will come from the front and I will come from the back and I will come from the right and I will come from the left. And so many things he said. Now he is being rejected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is shaitan rajim. But even at that stage, look at his ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. That means he knew that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like human beings. Even in that state, he's asking Allah Ta'ala that grant me these things, and Allah Ta'ala granted it to him. So many non-Muslims, their du'as get accepted. So the acceptance of du'a, for the believers, we tell them that what are those things that speed up the acceptance of du'as, and you begin to see the fruits of those du'as. That's a different issue altogether. But with regards to du'a itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the du'a of any person who sincerely begs of Him, and especially the believers, when they will sincerely beg of Him. But there must be the heart in the du'a. We must not leave the du'a to the Imam sahabs, that they must make the du'a finish. After everything, they must make the du'a. That they will make some congregational du'a a little bit here and there. But the main thing is that the person himself, in seclusion, or whenever he gets the time, or whenever he's got the difficulty, or even if he is not in difficulty, he must make a lot of du'a. Because if he's going to make du'a in good times, when there's no difficulty, the person is enjoying good life, good food, good health, good children, good home, good everything, that time he's making a lot of shukr to and making a lot of dua to. So when he will be in difficulty and he will raise his hands and make dua, then the angels also intercede on his behalf and say, Ya Allah, this voice is well known to us. In good times he used to make a lot of dua. So therefore grant him what the person is seeking. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is educating us that turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the heart has to be in that dua. So those people who say that, where can my dua be accepted? Where do I have that tongue to make dua? So if we don't have the tongue to make dua, then don't even read kalima then. Kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't we have a tongue to read that? And that is the greatest kalima. So if we say that, where do I have the tongue to make dua, then don't even read the kalima then. Don't read the Quran Sharif. Where do we have the tongue to read the Quran Sharif? The kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kalam of azmat. Do we have the tongue to read that? Can we really say we have got a purified tongue to read that? So just as we read the Quran Sharif, we read the kalima, we read Durud Sharif, do we have the tongue to really recite Durud Sharif? So just like that, also make dua and believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala listens. Our yaqeen is gone weak. We believe very, very strongly in the usage of means. And I've repeatedly said we are living in a world of means, make use of the means. But the kind of trust that we have in those means, we don't have in dua, we don't have in sadaqah, we don't have in zakat, we don't have in all the other things that Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So the third part of it is that when the calamities, disasters, problems, difficulties, hardships come, or before they come, then how do you face them? So face them with dua and with tadarru, with complete humility. The person is begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, we must beg in such a way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has angels say, enough, enough now, enough. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted your duas. And then don't wait for the fruits of the dua the very next minute. This is another weakness of ours, that we plant a seed now, a mango seed we plant now, and we want to reap the fruit tomorrow. So if we have planted the seed of dua, then wait. Sooner or later we'll see the fruits of that dua. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knows when to grant, how much to grant, and to whom to grant. But He will give us something on that dua. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah at large, the tawfiq to turn towards Him, to beg of Him, to cry before Him. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. So we have to cry before Him and then see what we get. May Allah remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the tests and the trials of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala must protect Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Aqsa, all our masajid, madaris, dini institutions. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydan-e-hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنڈ اللہ مائی موسٹ جنرس کائنڈ اللہ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ مرسیفل اللہ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ Sattaral yughaffara zunubanlah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. On this day of Jumu'ah, in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, this part of the morning, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Your treasures are unlimited. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, you listen to everything. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything. Ya Allah, our life is in your control. Our hearts in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. My beloved Allah, the ground on which we walk in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, you are Malikul Mulk. Allahumma Malikul Mulk, tu'til mulka man tashaa, wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tashaa, wa tu'izzu man tashaa, wa tuzillu man tashaa. Biyadika al-khayr, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Tuliju al-layla fi'l-nahar, wa tuliju al-nahara fi'l-layl, wa tukhriju al-hayya minal-mayyit, wa tukhriju al-mayyita minal-hay, wa tarzuku man tashaa bighayri hisab. Pere Mawla, ab gunegar, siyakar, badkar, mujrim, khatakar. Ab gande hai, napaak hai, nalayak hai, mujrim. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, we are your slaves, we are your servants, we are your creatures. Ya Allah, where do we go? We are your creation, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Which other door can we tap? Which other home can we beg? My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hawara nahi. Ya Allah, our risk and sustenance lies with you. Cure of ailments, sicknesses and diseases lies in your hands. We are turning towards you this part of the morning. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfilling the rights of both the Muslims and the non-Muslims, fulfilling the rights of the young and old, fulfilling the rights of black and white, fulfilling the rights of society around us. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts have become diseased with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Ya Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We have made them into garbage bins, my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our lives. It's not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Take us on Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Ya Allah, put so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, put hatred of sins into our hearts. At present we brag about our sins, we advertise our sins, we broadcast our sins. We are unconcerned, my beloved Allah, of your wrath and your anger and your displeasure. Ya Allah, put so much of your love that we do everything for the sake of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is haram. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, bless them with shifa. So many have undergone operations, so many are intending to undergo operations. Ya Allah, some have met up with accidents, some have been shot. Some places it has been earthquakes, some places due to bombings. Ah, my beloved Allah, throughout the world mankind is suffering. We know that the major cause of it is our sins. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that mankind is facing. Ya Allah, those who are sick, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, envy and jealousy. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our businesses will not give us barakat. There will be plentiful coming, but no barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. We will have massive homes, palatial mansions, but no comfort in the heart, no sukoon in the heart. Our hearts will be filled with restlessness, uneasiness, anxieties and worries. Ya Allah, but if you become ours, then everything will become ours. Ya Allah, bless us with sukoon in our hearts. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. We have to leave this world one day. Nothing will accompany us to our graves except our deeds and our actions. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram establishment or place. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. How can then we be in all kinds of haram places? Ya Allah, give us the realization. Give us the realization. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations and the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the morning on the day of Jumu'ah in this month of Ramadan after making zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering, the diseases, the sicknesses, the anxieties, the worries that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the morning is suffering. With your fazl, with your kindness, Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, their difficulties, their sicknesses, their hardships, their tests and trials. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.